Hi, it's March 26. Can you pick this theme? It's the anniversary of the start of this TV series. Yes, the classic daytime soap, The Young and the Restless, premiered on this day in 1973.
Do you think he'll come out of this?
At this point, I can't answer that.
But it is possible. He could recover.
March 26 birthdays, actor James Caan is 79, starred in Misery and Elf, but was brilliant in The Godfather.
Nice college boy, eh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business. Now you want to gun down a police captain, why? Because he slapped you in the face a little bit?
Special birthday for Diana Ross today. The singer and actress had a stack of hits with the Supremes in the 60s before going solo in the 70s and topping the charts again in Australia in the 80s. Diana Ross is 75. Aerosmith lead singer Steve Tyler turned 71. They were really popular in the US in the 70s and 80s, but took a while to crack the charts here. They finally won us over with the album Pump in 1990, featuring the top five single, Janie's Got a Gun. Janie's got a gun. Don't be, just be gun. And actor and comedian Martin Short is 69. He was in The Three Fugitives, Father of the Bride, and my favourite, The Three Amigos.
Each have to fire one shot in the air, say the magic chant, and the invisible swordsman will appear. Chup, 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 chup.
Finally, Leonard Nimoy was also born on this day in 1931. He died aged 83 in 2015. Remember, he was in the original Mission Impossible series before making a name for himself as Mr. Spock in Star Trek.
The occipital area of my head seems to have impacted with the arm of the chair.
Paying tribute to Leonard Nimoy on March 26.